Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Vegas Bowl victory.
Yeah, a big Las Vegas Bowl victory. Dampier threw for 310 yards, two tutties, ran for 148 yards, and three scores. He was absolutely unbelievable against that Nebraska defense.
Then we had the ReliaQuest Bowl yesterday. And, Vanderbilt, Diego Pavia, a whole lot of talking, of course. Mm-hmm. They should have been included in the college football playoff. And, man, it was a lot of Iowa early in this one.
Benami in motion to tight end. Now he goes down in the three-point stance right side of the line. Ankle-high snap. A handoff to Flea Flicker. Back to Gronowski. Fires down the far side of the line. Leaping catch. Did he hang on to it? Yes! Touchdown, Iowa! DJ Benami makes the catch at the front right pylon.
Call courtesy of ESPN Radio. That touchdown made it 21-3 Iowa in the third. Vanderbilt would make it at least respectable, but it was Iowa coming away with a 34-27 win over Vanderbilt in the ReliaQuest Bowl, and Vanderbilt fades away silently into the night.
Yeah, I was glued to this one because I'm a Pavia fan. I like this Vandy team. It was disappointing, particularly in the first half. Vanderbilt could not get anything done. Pavia kept getting sacked. He was under pressure. He just could not figure it out. And then in the second half, it was a different story, but it was too little too late for Vandy. Iowa able to stave off that Vanderbilt comeback in the end. This thing ends up being much more high scoring than it seemed like it was going to be in the first half of that game, where nobody could do a whole lot of anything. Disappointing end to the season there for Vanderbilt. Disappointing end to the season for a player that I think, frankly, should have won the Heisman, but he certainly didn't help his argument yesterday.
And then you had the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. This one a lot of people were into. Texas and Michigan, and how about Arch Manning?
Manning at the controls. Will keep. He faked the handoff. He's free up the middle. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, and into the end zone. A 60-yard touchdown run for Arch Manning. Off the sudden change of the turnover, Manning rushing home and now well over 100 yards on the day.
Call courtesy of ESPN Radio. A terrific finish to the season for Texas and Arch Manning as the Longhorns beat the Wolverines 41-27. Arch Manning had a monster game last night. You ready to take it to the next level? Unleash the beast this college tailgate season with Monster Energy. Tear into a can of the meanest energy drink on the planet. Monster Energy. Unleash the beast. Arch Manning, Amber, you know, we started the season guaranteed consensus number one overall pick in the NFL draft. We know he's going to come back to Texas for another year. I think it's going to wind up benefiting him, and maybe we then actually have that conversation legitimately in a year from now.
Yeah, he needs to come back to Texas for another year. And you're right, he was way overhyped. This Texas team, frankly, was way overhyped going into this season. We didn't really have a reason to overhype things other than the fact that we just thought he was going to be great. And certainly he can still be that. He was not that through the first half of this season, but it's what Texas did here down the stretch and in this bowl game. That, I think, is huge for them going into next season. I think you see a very different Arch out of the gates then next season. The confidence, the way that the Longhorns finished this season, I think that makes them a very dangerous team in 2026.
And then we got the big one last night as the college football playoff quarterfinal finally gets underway. First round was 6 months ago, and last night we continue the playoff. It was the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Miami Hurricanes, the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, and the Miami Hurricanes up 7-0 early in the second quarter. They began to shock the Buckeyes.
Sayan takes the snap, swings it left, and it's intercepted. It's going to be a Miami pick six. Keontae Scott at the 20, the far side 10, into the end zone. A 70-yard interception to the house for the Hurricanes, and it's 13-0. A Miami party has broken out at AT&T Stadium.
Call courtesy of ESPN Radio. Amber Wilson, good for Keontae Scott. Amber, your boy was running around the family room in the Zaslow Mansion at that point. I was excited. excited.
It was an incredible performance by Miami, and obviously Ohio State started to figure out some things there in the second half as well. But people didn't understand, I don't think, until yesterday. You and I did, but I don't know if other people who don't watch as much Canes football understood how good Miami is in the trenches. And that's really where the game was won last night. The way also that they were able to rely on the running game. They didn't expect too much from Carson Beck, even though he was incredibly efficient, and he did not have the mistakes last night. And I think in large part because they were able to give him help with that running game, and that was surprising that they were able to run so well on that Ohio State defense. But Miami is better in terms of its O-line. Miami is better in terms of its D-line, and they just put the country on notice.
So the Canes are up 14-0 at that point, and it's so on. Like, now, okay. The Hurricanes, this is a team that is ready for this game here. The Buckeyes playing from behind all night long. They do make it close. It's a 17-14 game. But guess what? The Canes move the ball right down the field, picking up third down after third down. Big running. The offensive line that you mentioned there. And 5 yards out, the Hurricanes have a chance to ice it.
1:03 to go. Miami by three. Second and goal at the Ohio State 5. Snap, handoff, Brown, and he's into the end zone. That is a game sealer for the Hurricanes. Nail in the coffin for the Miami Hurricanes.
24-14 Canes at that point, and now Julian Sain and Ohio State, one more last grasp.
49 seconds to go. They rush three. They get to Sain. He's hit as he throws over the middle. It's intercepted by Jakobi Thomas. His second interception of the night is sending the Miami Hurricanes onto the Fiesta Bowl. 43 seconds to go, and there is no doubt now.
And then all it takes is one victory formation from Carson Beck and them boys.
Final knee. Seconds tick off, and that's it. The Miami players flood the field from the far side. On the opposite side, Ohio State, a perfect regular season in stunned disbelief. Final score here with the Goodyear Cotton Bowl, the Miami Hurricanes 24 and the Ohio State Buckeyes 14.
So the Miami Hurricanes, they advance. They will face the winner of Ole Miss and Georgia in the Fiesta Bowl. Amber, I think we did a good job yesterday explaining how huge that game. Look, all these games are huge. They're, you know, it's quarterfinal playoff games. But how huge that game was for the Miami Hurricanes yesterday. Not just the whole the U is back stuff. And clearly they are back, all right? For the first time, we've been able to say the U is back and it actually mean that they are back.
We've been saying that damn thing for 20 years.
And it's finally real. Like, it finally happened. The Canes are back. But there was, I thought the Canes fan yesterday showed up in tremendous form at the Cotton Bowl. Right. Boy, there were a lot of Canes fans there. And
that's
and
a small school, too. People may not realize. That's much, much smaller school than Ohio State.
Yep, and the fact that it's against Ohio State last night, there was an exercising of demons last night for the Miami Hurricane fan.
Yeah, absolutely. For the fan, not the players. They're too young to know. We do know about the history there. We know about what happened in that national championship 23 years ago. But that wasn't about, this wasn't about that last night. This was about the guys on the field. And frankly, I think people underestimating and overlooking Miami, and maybe rightfully so. I mean, they have a couple of losses during the season. Ohio State doesn't. And Miami barely makes a postseason. Obviously, the committee got it right. We know that now. There's no argument to be made there. But when we're talking about Miami even being just a 9.5-point underdog there in terms of the odds makers, there's a lot that goes into making those odds. But the point is, Zaslo, that people did not realize how good Miami is in terms of its talent and how tough it could play an Ohio State team that, frankly, had not been challenged much during the regular season. I think that got the best of them on that stage. They couldn't crawl out of a hole that they found themselves in early. That adversity, knowing how to navigate it, maybe wasn't there because they haven't had to navigate it much. We'll see if that happens a bit to Indiana and some of these other top teams today.
College Football Campus Tour is presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. And now we get to our New Year's Day games. Come on now.
Number 5, Oregon, versus number 4 Texas Tech in the Capital One Orange Bowl.
It is a triple header here on ESPN Radio, beginning at noon with number 5 Oregon, number 4 Texas Tech. It is the Capital One Orange Bowl. That then leads us into our 4 p.m. game.
Number 9 Alabama versus number 1 Indiana in a Rose Bowl presented by Prudential.
At 4 p.m. Eastern Time, again, ESPN Television and ESPN Radio, is the Rose Bowl, Alabama and Indiana. And to cap off our triple header at 8 p.m. tonight,
number 6 Ole Miss versus number 3 Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl.
So the winner of that will take on the Hurricanes in the Fiesta Bowl. The winner of the two early games, Amber, will meet at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And we will meet them there next week for Football Campus Tour.
We will be there. We will be in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl. It's going to be good to get back on the road. But it's still good sitting here with you in 2026 in our home studios.
She's Amber Wilson. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Coming up, Pete Golding, 1-0 as head coach at Ole Miss. Can he go 2-0 with an upset today over Georgia? We go live to Atlanta next. This is College Football Campus Tour on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com.
Rich Eisen here. LinkedIn Jobs is stepping things up with their new AI assistant so you can feel confident you're finding top talent. Get this. Employees hired through LinkedIn are 30% more likely to stick around for at least a year compared to those hired through the leading competitor. Hire right the first time. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen, then promote it to use LinkedIn Jobs' new AI assistant, making it easier and faster to find top candidates. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, fans! Welcome back to Fansville's Cheers and Tears. Oh. Okay, so like everybody deals with losing, right? To a rival on a last-second field goal. Whatever, it's fine. I'm totally fine. But I cope with losing with an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. Those 23 flavors are like so delicious. They totally wash away the pain of your college football team taking a big fat L. College football. It's a pepper thing.
Hey everyone, David Basil for our great friends at Oaklawn. If you haven't made your New Year's plans yet, pencil in Oaklawn. It's the final weekend of the holiday racing season featuring the Coach Stakes honoring the legendary Dwayne Lucas on Friday, January 2nd and the Smarty Jones Stakes on Saturday, January 3rd. Remember, after New Year's, Oaklawn takes a short break. Then the classic racing season kicks off January 30th through May 2nd. And on the evening of January 1st at the Oaklawn Event Center, you have the Crazy Train Aussie Experience. And right now, you can buy one ticket and get one free. And don't forget, Oaklawn's 24/7 smoke-free casino that's always open with over 1,500 slots and live table games like blackjack, roulette, and craps. And make sure and download the Oaklawn Sports app, Arkansas's best sports betting app. New customers can earn up to $1,000 in bonus bets. Remember, this weekend, experience live racing at Oaklawn and join the fun at Oaklawn to ring in the new year at Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
This is Justin Akre. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Tis the season. Shop your holiday needs at Fort Thompson. Great selection of hunting and outdoor apparel. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, boots, waders, and gun safes. Fort Thompson's in Sherwood or FortThompson.com.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it, you get it. Like that. Ask your phone. Group chat. Smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-665-0696. To learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time, instant method to track your blood glucose, US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-665-0696, and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-665-0696 today. That's 888-665-0696. And manage your diabetes as easy as...
Do you have trouble getting in and out of the bathtub? Are you afraid you'll slip and fall entering or exiting a tub? SafeStep walk-in tubs can transform your bathtub from an area of concern to a calming refuge. Call them today at 1-800-731-4558 and save $1,600. SafeStep walk-in tubs and showers are proudly made in Tennessee and offer an ultra-low step-in, avoiding that difficult climb over a traditional bathtub wall. They also offer a variety of therapeutic benefits that may help soothe your aching muscles and joints, increasing your mobility, boosting your energy, and improving your sleep. SafeStep walk-in tubs are designed to easily fit your existing tub space and are often installed in as little as one day. Just dial 1-800-731-4558 today to save $1,600 and receive a free shower package. That's 1-800-731-4558 for a free no-obligation consultation and to save $1,600. Safe Step walk-in tubs. Safety never felt so good.
We know who you are, and we welcome all of you to make that most of you on 103.7 The Buzz.
Georgia and Ole Miss playing Thursday in the Sugar Bowl.
If I look at a team in the country that I wouldn't want to see their defense, it's probably Georgia. What they did against Alabama, their defense was outstanding.
Just excited to get a chance to play an incredible team in Ole Miss. I think you're looking at two of the premier teams in college football.
Ole Miss has a revenge on their mind. I think that they have, you know, we want to prove that we can do it without Lane Kiffin.
I think Georgia and Coach Smart are the premier program in college football, and that's what we're trying to get Ole Miss, so we're really excited about the opportunity.
Zaslow Community College and Amber University. This is the home of the college football playoff and the college football campus tour on ESPN Radio.
I mean, 2 days in a row on the community college. We're going to mix it up today. Getting to a university.
If it fits, it fits.
I'm Jonathan Zaslow, college football campus tour on ESPN Radio. Brought to you by Serpro, the number one choice in cleanup and restoration. Good to have you aboard here. We will be back out on the road next week. We will be in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl. We're going to find out who's playing in that game today. And last night we had the quarterfinals get going with the Miami Hurricanes shocking the Ohio State Buckeyes last night. We got a triple header beginning at noon Eastern right here on ESPN Radio. The first game is Oregon and Texas Tech, then Alabama and Indiana. And tonight, at 8 p.m. Eastern, it's Ole Miss and Georgia on the call on ESPN Radio. And joining us now is Taylor Zarzar. He'll have the call with Matt Stinchcomb and Cole Kublik. Taylor, thanks for joining us here on College Football Campus Tour. Tonight, do you get the sense, like, are people rooting for Ole Miss because they like the storyline that Lane Kiffin left them and it'd be fun to see this Ole Miss team make a run?
Yeah, I think there's probably, if you don't have a dog in the fight, no pun intended, then sure. Yeah, Pete Golding's second game ever as a head coach, and he's doing it in the Sugar Bowl. He makes his head coaching debut in the college football playoffs. And, you know, these Ole Miss kids and these coaches, some of which are going to go on to LSU, coaching Ole Miss still not without Lane Kiffin. I think that's an interesting story that I think everybody's fascinated by. All this transition in the last few weeks, you just have to wonder, at some point, does it catch up with Ole Miss? Does it catch up with in-game decision-making? Is Pete Golding prepared, you know, for big fourth down calls as this game is going along? I think those are some of the questions I have going in against the, you know, premier college football program of this decade, certainly winning a couple national championships. And this Georgia team, The one that Ole Miss is going to see today, I think it's significantly improved from the one they lost to, their only loss earlier in the season, and it looks like it has everything that you would want in a championship football team.
Is Pete Golding handling these playoffs like it's a transitional period for Ole Miss and he's taking over as an interim coach, or is he handling it like he is the coach of Ole Miss football?
Totally the permanent coach of the program. That he is he's the coach moving forward. He's spending a lot of time working on his staff for 2026 and beyond, and which players he's going to have in 2026. He's taking a lot of meetings on all of that while also coaching this football team. And yes, coaching it as if he is the permanent head coach of the Rebels, which he is. But it is. It's a very strange situation to be in when you've got your offensive coordinator tonight, the guy that's calling the plays, Charlie Weiss, who's called the plays all season. He's LSU's offensive coordinator. That's what he is. That's what he now does for a living. He left Ole Miss to be LSU's offensive coordinator, and Ole Miss, or LSU rather, is allowing him to coach the game and call the plays tonight. It's as bizarre of a situation as I think we've ever seen in college football, and it screams that we need radical changes when it comes to the college football calendar.
Taylor Zarzar joining us here on the Dr. Pepper Hotline. He's got the call tonight on ESPN Radio, Ole Miss, Georgia. Look, Taylor, there's no way for you to know, but do you think Lane Kiffin watches this game tonight?
I think he might be at the game tonight. There's a lot of speculation he's coming with Governor Landry, the governor of Louisiana, to the game tonight. So it wouldn't surprise me if he makes an appearance at the game. Look, I've done a lot of Lane's games. I enjoy Lane. I think he's an incredible football coach and a great play caller. I think he'll put LSU at the top of the college football rankings pretty quickly. But Lane loves himself some Lane. And if he's in this facility tonight inside the Superdome, he knows how big of a story that becomes. So be interested to see if he does make an appearance.
If we didn't know that before, we certainly did figure that out the last couple months there of the regular season for Ole Miss. Let's talk about this Georgia team, though, Taylor, for a moment, because they started off the season, the first nine games, really, of the season, shaky on defense, not the Georgia identity that we're used to seeing under Kirby Smart. And then they've been a whole different team since then, and they've looked a lot more like we're used to seeing under Coach Smart. What do you make of Georgia's defense and how they've developed throughout the season?
They have a lot of young football players. When you think of all the guys that they've put in the draft, two-thirds of those guys in the last 5 years have been defensive guys. And I think the inexperience that you saw early in the season was really, I think the reason you saw what you just said in the first nine games was due to inexperience, because they hadn't developed as much depth. But they have a number of freshman players, especially at the second level, that have really stepped up as the season has gone along. And they've gotten all this, you know, time on task, if you will, as the season has gone along, and suddenly Georgia has, once again, one of the best defenses in the game. And that's really what I was pointing at earlier when we were talking about what Ole Miss is getting tonight. You know, last time they played, Ole Miss scored a touchdown the first five times they touched the football. They have this double-digit lead in the second half. They clearly were the better team offensively for the first two and a half quarters of that game. I'd be really surprised if Georgia's defense allowed Ole Miss to march down the field the way they did in Athens earlier this year. I think if Ole Miss is going to win this game tonight, they're going to have to force a turnover or two. They're going to have to get Gunnar Stockton off balance on offense, because the defense that they're going to see tonight, I think, is significantly improved from the one they saw in October.
So, Taylor, Georgia has not played in almost a month. The SEC championship was almost a month ago. And last night, with Ohio State losing, teams that have the bye in this current format have never won. They're now 0-5 after Ohio State lost yesterday. Now, I assume one of these teams that has the bye today is right, going to win. But, like, does it mean anything to you? What do you make of the 0-5?
Yeah, I do think it means something. I think it means that we have too long of a break between the end of the regular season / championship conference championship weekend to then these games. I'm completely in support of what Dan Lanning is lobbying for, that Dan would like to see, you know, just let's keep playing football each Saturday and culminate with a national championship game on New Year's Day. But I think that rust is a real factor. You know, Texas, you think about it, Texas Tech hasn't played a game in over 3 weeks. Georgia hasn't played a game in over 3 weeks. I think it was obvious Ohio State hadn't played a game in over 3 weeks with the way that they came out in the first half last night against Miami. So I think that that's a big part of it. It hurt Oregon last year, obviously, losing to Ohio State in the only game they played in the college football playoff with that long layover. I think it benefits Oregon today when they play Texas Tech coming up here in a little bit in the Orange Bowl. And I think that there's something to that, that maybe Ole Miss has an advantage in the first half, certainly, because Georgia has had, 24, 25 days since they beat up on Alabama in the SEC championship game. So I don't think it's ideal for these teams that have byes to have this long of a layoff. And I think you're absolutely right. I think one or two of those three teams with byes will win today. But it is interesting that the first five have all lost in this new 12-team format.
Yeah. Taylor Zarzar's got the call tonight, ESPN Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Ole Miss and Georgia. Taylor, great job. Enjoy the day's action. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year, my friends. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you guys. Happy New Year to everybody out there, of course. College Football Campus Tour on ESPN Radio. Proudly brought to you by Monster, ServPro, and Robinhood. Let's get to some of the games here for today. The College Football Playoff quarterfinals. The first one coming up is at noon Eastern time. It is the Orange Bowl, Oregon and Texas Tech. And, you know, Taylor mentioning there, Dan Lanning, Oregon head coach, here he is talking about the current college football playoff format.
I don't know if there's a side advantage. I think it's just more of an indicator that the way we do playoffs in college football is messed up, right? I mean, in my opinion, we're really excited to be going to the Orange Bowl, but this game should be played at Texas Tech, right? They're the higher seeded team. We should play a week, like right after the last game. The next playoff game should be the next Saturday. The next playoff game should be the next Saturday. The next playoff game should be the next Saturday, and the championship game. But we're trying to fit a lot of things in different sequence. But in my opinion, this game should be played at Tech. There should be a home field advantage for them. There's definitely a skill and an art to making sure that your team's prepared when you have long breaks. And I think that was clear last year. Certainly will be clear now. You got a little bit more time to prepare for this game, but a little bit different than the last one. And that's the other part that doesn't make really a lot of sense is the sequence of days in between each game and each playoff. There's just not really a rhythm.
So there's two things there, right, Amber? You know, the first is Dan Lanning talking about the game should be at Texas Tech. You know, Oregon, they got to host a playoff game in the first round. We know the athletic department makes a ton of money from hosting a playoff game. And Texas Tech, who has the advantage of being the higher seed, their athletic department, yeah, they got to buy the team, but they don't get to host that game. So I think the way that you fix that, Amber, is you add four more teams, you make it 16, and you could have some home games in this round.
Right, and that's inevitably where this is going, right? I mean, it was surprising to hear it coming from Dan Lanning because this season they would be playing then in Lubbock, which would obviously be a huge advantage for Texas Tech, but he's right. The message is right, even if the messenger is a bit surprising. These teams that are the four best teams in the country are arguably getting screwed out of millions of dollars into their community, and also a significant home field advantage. Now, how do you balance that against the tradition of the bowls, against the money of the bowls, because there's a whole business aspect of that as well? I don't know. That's above my pay grade, Zaz, but there are ways to do it, and you're right, expansion might be the way. I do wonder, if you're an Indiana fan, for example, which is not a program that's used to playing in bowl games like the Rose Bowl, does it mean something more to you because it's the Rose Bowl? Like, even being there in the Rose Bowl, is that more special, or do you wish you were on your campus?
Something to Indiana. I don't think it means anything to Alabama.
Well, that's true, 100%, and that's why I used Indiana as the example there, because absolutely, Alabama, it's not even a question. They'd much rather that game be in Tuscaloosa. They could care less. They've been in so many of those traditional storied bowls. I think for the Indiana fan, it probably has a little something extra to it. It's extra special because it's the Rose Bowl.
Say it again.
Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it sounds prestigious when you do it like that. The Texas Tech head coach is Joey McGuire. Here's what stands out about the Ducks.
They're very physical up front. They've got multiple defensive tackles, but the guys that really jump off tape are 1 and 52, extremely physical. We've got to do a good job of, taking care of the down linemen, and then The other thing that they're really impressive, they got three running backs that play at such a high level. Two are true freshmen. If they're, you know, and they're home run hitters, they're very explosive. I mean, we saw that Saturday in the JMU game. I mean, you look up and they've already scored 30-plus points. I think they had five touchdowns on five drives, so they're really explosive. So, you know, we've got to do a good job of, you know, making them drive the field.
That's coming up at noon Eastern today, Oregon, Texas Tech, Capital One, Orange Bowl. Then the Rose Bowl. That Amber, how do we say it again?
Rose Bowl.
Number 9, Alabama. Number 1, Indiana. You'll hear it right here, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Kurt Cignetti, Indiana head coach. They're the team in this matchup that is dealing with the extra time off. Alabama, they played in the first round. They won at Oklahoma rather convincingly. Indiana, they've had all the time off, the Big Ten champions. Here's Kurt Cignetti on how they've dealt with that.
Well, you know, it is what it is, so you make the most of it. And the way we approached it until we knew the opponent, we treated it like two bye weeks. And now we have almost 2 weeks to prepare for the opponent. So would I prefer to play earlier? Yeah, I probably would, to be quite honest with you. But that's not the case. So we're excited about playing. We're off to a good start, and it'd be a tremendous challenge.
Amber, if everyone's complaining about it, they are going to make a change to this.
They're going to make a change. I mean, do these coaches, though, would they rather not have byes? That's what's interesting about hearing these coaches, particularly the ones from the four best teams in the country, complain about it. I do wonder, legitimately, would you rather not have the bye? And I mean that in all seriousness, because this ain't the NFL. This is college football, and there is more rhythm to it, and there is more emotion to it. And so would you rather have the bye? In Indiana's case, it has benefited them tremendously in terms of getting healthier. So that's the huge advantage of having the bye. But the disadvantage is it disrupts that rhythm, and everything in college football is about momentum and emotion and about rhythm, far more so than frankly it is at the professional level. I don't know what the answer to that would be. If more of these teams lose today that are supposed to win today, then I do think that conversation in and of itself, not just where it's located, not just the calendar, but even just the bye generally, I think that becomes a conversation.
Well, speaking of supposed to win, Alabama is a 7-point dog in the Rose Bowl. That's right. Alabama is the dog by a touchdown against Indiana. Indiana hasn't done anything in college football in 1,000 years. Alabama Crimson Tide are the bluest of blue bloods. Most everyone is going to pick Indiana in this game, but not everyone. Josh Pate, ESPN college football analyst on Get Up, he'll tell you he's taking the Crimson Tide.
They've been in a little bit of a unique position in that they've been tightrope walking all year. Part of that is because they haven't been able to run the ball. And I don't necessarily expect that to change a lot here. They're probably in a better position to do it because of health. But I don't expect the ground game to turn around, Greeny. What I expect is the precision, the execution they had no shot of putting on the field against Georgia is here, because team health is probably better than it's been since the second scrimmage they had of fall camp. And at their best, I don't think there's that big a gap between these teams. And so Alabama, I know we're talking about them like an afterthought here. I actually think they're going to be good enough to win the game, and I think they'll do it.
Now, we're going to make our picks at the end of the show, Amber. Everybody knows I don't give my picks before the end of the show, all right?
Everybody knows.
I heard people, I'm here at the Zaslow Mansion doing the show. If I heard someone outside and they were like, Zaslow, when are you going to make your pick? I'm like, hey, you know when I make my picks, at the end of the show, okay? But Alabama, a 7-point dog against Indiana at the Rose Bowl. I feel like of the three games today, I think that's the one that probably everyone is most interested on how it's going to go down.
This is the second time Alabama has closed as an underdog in back-to-back games since 2008. Jonathan Zaslow, which was Nick Saban's, Nick Saban's second season coaching there at Alabama. Alabama's not closed at least a 6-point underdog since back in 2021. This is an unusual situation, and also unusual because on the other side, we're talking about Indiana. And that makes it unusual as well. Indiana clearly has been the better team all season long, but I don't think what Josh Pate just said there is crazy. although Alabama's weakness is a more one-dimensional offense, and we'll see how Indiana's defense, a very good defense, handles that today, you are talking about an Alabama team that can be disruptive. You're talking about a coach there for Bama who has a remarkable record against these top AP-ranked teams. And Indiana, it's Indiana, Zaslow, but could they be feeling themselves a little bit? They've got the Heisman Trophy winner. They've been at the top of the rankings now for most of the season, and they are coming in rested and not as much battle-tested in that regard. Does that catch up to Indiana today in a very big moment on a very big stage, unlike they've ever been in before? We're going to see against a Bama team that's much more experienced in that regard.
And then finally, we have the All-State Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss and Georgia, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Let's hear from Georgia head coach Kirby Smart on how his team in this spot has handled the time off.
Yeah, I think it's been good. You have to make it a positive by how you handle it. The positive is the mental practice you get, the recovery you get, the extra lifts you get. You know, the negative is, you know, when you're playing good football, a lot of times you want to keep playing. You want to stay in rhythm. You want to stay in a weekly schedule, and that schedule gets thrown off by the break because, you know, we had players taking final exams. We gave the players more time off in terms of before they came back and it really started grinding. So, you know, you do the best you can with the calendar you have. You try to talk to other people and find out what the best way to do things is. But I'm excited about where our team is. I'm excited that they're practicing the way they are and are excited about the opponent because they have so much respect for the team we have to play.
Players taking final exams. Oh, right. School.
I know. It always surprises me when a coach references the academics. Like, oh, right. We're still talking about student athletes, even though some of them are making millions of dollars.
Forgot. College Football Campus Tour on ESPN Radio is brought to you by Robinhood. Trade all in one place. She's Amber Wilson. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Coming up next, did Arch Manning make the right decision returning to Texas in 2026? This is the College Football Campus Tour on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Rose Bowl.
ESPN Radio, home of the World Series.
The Dodgers are World Series champions.
NBA Finals.
The Oklahoma City Thunder 2025 NBA Champion.
And the College Football National Championship.
Ohio State has won the national championship.
This is ESPN Radio.
The college football playoff isn't over. Not yet. That epic run, that wild dream, not over till the clock hits zero. Till the stadium shakes. Till the wild things are let loose. Till the trophy is lifted and the confetti falls. This is the national championship. When it's over, you'll feel it. This is the wild world of college football. The CFP National Championship, Monday, January 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Out on the course, they're the PGA Tour's best players. But in the arena, they're prime time. And season 2 of TGL presented by SoFi is back with lights, cameras, action. We're talking big moments, big personalities, big names in the stands, all on the big screen. Big time matchups from shot clocks, camera drops, timeouts, overtime, and playoffs. It's city versus city, squad versus squad. The sport just hits different under the lights. It's TGL presented by SoFi. Keep up. It's golf. Tune in to every match. Only on ESPN.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. At Jones & Son, when you shop for an engagement ring, you get the benefit of shopping with the largest selection of rings in Central Arkansas. Jones & Son also carry the biggest brands in the business. At Jones & Son, shop their new collection of Jones & Son branded engagement rings. The Jones & Son rings are high quality at a fraction of the price, also are fully customizable, and they can modify any design to suit your needs. They are a direct diamond importer and import all of their diamonds, so you save money. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, and they've been there for over 39 years. The same address and phone number for over three decades. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry to match the occasion can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be at Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. Find the right diamonds for that special occasion. Jones & Son invites you to come by or shop with them online at jonesandson.com. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, and they've been there for over 39 years.
At Serta Pro Painters, we know that a happy place comes in many colors, like ones that inspire a sense of wonder, or a new flavor that makes life just a little bit sweeter, or one to celebrate those moments that lift you to new heights. We can reawaken any space to make your happy place your home. CertaPro Painters. That's painting happy. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at CertaPro.com.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely. Easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Brand new players get a 100% profit boost just for downloading the Bet Saracen app.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
It's really been amazing, the amount of people that I've had contact me, and the talk is generally centered around QC Kinetics, and whether it's a knee, whether it's a back, a hip, shoulder.
He's always happy to talk about how QC Kinetics' all-natural regenerative treatments finally gave him relief without surgery. That's former pro football player Bobby Carpenter.
My message to them is do not wait and push off a week, a month, whatever it is. So if you want to feel better this summer, now would be the time to get in. If you want to feel better in the fall, make sure that you're getting in here so you can go out and play golf and do the things that you love and enjoy.
Spoken by a man who experienced relief firsthand. QC Kinetics gave this former pro athlete back his mobility, his activity, and they'll do the same for you.
Has really helped me in just my general quality of life.
Don't wait. Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation today. QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 501-214-5880. That's 501-214-5880. 501-214-5880.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agent Kyle Stone in Pine Bluff, Justin Stewart in Malvern, or Drew Self in Hot Springs today.
It's a tough time. Injured, and it was not your fault. Hurts in the pocketbook, too. Who do you turn to? Don't call a lawyer and find they're out of state or talk with someone at a call center. Call us at the Brad Hendricks Law Firm and talk to a real Arkansas lawyer directly. And remember, the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. We'll work hard for you. Have for over 30 years. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
On the Wolverines, on the Wolverines. And of course, you know, I'm starting with the quarterback.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it, you get it. Like that. Ask your phone. Group chat. Smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-665-0696. To learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time, instant method to track your blood glucose, US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-665-0696, and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-665-0696 today. That's 888-665-0696, and manage your diabetes as easy as...
You're listening to 103.7 The Buzz, Central Arkansas's home for the Hogs, KABZ-FM, Little Rock. There are some moments in sports fans wish they could make disappear.
Back to throw, Blitz is coming, sack, fumble!
No! I didn't see anything! I did not see anything!
This is... Like It Never Even Happened. Like It Never Even Happened is brought to you by ServPro, the number one choice in cleanup and restoration.
Manning at the controls. Will keep. He fakes the handoff. He's free up the middle. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, and into the end zone. A 60-yard touchdown run for Arch Manning. Off the sudden change of the turnover, Manning... rushing home and now well over 100 yards on the day. Yeah, Arch Manning making it like it never even happened. I'm talking about the rough start to his season. And, of course, that's brought to us by ServPro. Arch Manning yesterday, 21 for 34, 221 yards, two touchdowns through the air, 155 yards rushing, two touchdowns on the ground, including that 60-yard touchdown run. And Texas wins an exciting back-and-forth game against Michigan, 41-27 in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. This is College Football Campus Tour. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. She's Amber Wilson. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Oh, we love that Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. Amber, you got to get the extra toasty. I'm telling you.
So good.
You'll
so good.
Never go back to the original. I was, you know, I love Cheez-It, all right? I've been eating the original my whole life. And then a few years ago, I was introduced to the extra toasty. Everybody knows, once you go extra toasty, you never go back.
Why are you sitting around crushing Cheez-Its, though? You don't have little kids anymore in your house. Like, why are Cheez-Its plentiful in the Zaslow Mansion?
They're so good. It's the best snack, Cheez-It. I'll sit on the couch with a box of the extra toasty Cheez-It. I'll watch my stories. Everybody knows my stories is wrestling. And I'll enjoy some Cheez-It, you know? I mean, it's so good. It's so
See,
yummy.
For me, I had none of those snacks in my household at all at any point until little children entered the picture. And now, all of a sudden, I have a cabinet full of all of that kind of, you know, crud, per se. But so good. The taste of it all, Zaslow. I'll take any type of Cheez-It, frankly. You're right, the toasty ones, they've got a little something extra to them. They feel like they're extra crunchy, even if maybe the crunchiness is the same. It gives the illusion of an extra crunchiness. Cheez-It's generally excellent choice.
Arch Manning was the Citrus Bowl MVP. Here he's Texas quarterback.
Yeah, I think we got to attack this offseason, get in these new guys, whether it's the high school guys or the portal guys, and keep our guys and attack winter workouts and continue to us to be better leaders and get this thing going. The standard is the standard of Texas, so got to keep it going and have a good 2026.
Arch, your uncle got MVP here. Now you have one. If I'm not mistaken, he threw for his. You ran and threw for yours. So do you kind of have some bragging rights? What's that conversation going to be like?
Nothing against the Citrus Bowl, but I think he played in it twice. I don't want to have to play in it twice.
That is a good answer from Arch Manning.
I mean, not the one the Citrus Bowl wanted to hear, but that was funny.
So he's going to be back next year with Texas in a season that he entered as the Heisman favorite
and the presumed
number one overall pick in the NFL draft. As it turned out, he was not even in New York City for the Heisman, and he is not even going to enter the NFL draft. I think in this day and age with NIL and the money that Arch Manning is going to make just from remaining at Texas, it's such a no-brainer that you're going to school for another year, and then you'll enter the NFL draft. And I do think there's a very real possibility that in a year from now, we are realistically talking about Arch Manning as the number one overall pick.
Yeah, he's not good enough. I mean, can we just be honest? Like, he's not good enough right now to go to the NFL. Not saying that he wouldn't have a spot in the NFL, but he can make more money right now in college, because the reality is that the first half of the season wasn't really that special for Arch Manning, and the second half of the season has certainly
been a
very different story for a player where it does feel like the sky's the limit. You saw it yesterday in that game, too, because he's up against a quarterback. I mean, it's so stupid that we always pick quarterbacks against each other. Neither of them play on defense, but on the other team is also a quarterback where you're talking about a five-star recruit coming into college, a young quarterback where it feels like the sky is the limit, also an athletic quarterback like Arch in Bryce Underwood, and yet yesterday, Arch Manning definitely ends up winning that quarterback battle. He had some huge moments. He had a 60-yard touchdown run. He had a 30-yard touchdown pass. Obviously, the final numbers, you already went through them, look phenomenal. But for me, Zaslow, it's how Texas finished the season under his leadership, winning the 7 of the last 8. That's huge for him momentum-wise going into next season. Now, next season, we can actually have him properly rated because we have something to rate him on. Going into this season, it was so stupid what we were doing with Arch Manning. Next season, it'll be a reality.
College Football Campus Tour on ESPN Radio is proudly brought to you by Monster, ServPro, and Robinhood. She's Amber Wilson. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. A triple header of college football playoff quarterfinal games coming at you here starting at noon Eastern time on ESPN Radio. But last night, what a night in the Zaslow Mansion as the Hurricanes upset Ohio State. How far can Miami go? That's next. College Football Campus Tour on ESPN Radio.
Do you have trouble getting in and out of the bathtub? Are you afraid you'll slip and fall entering or exiting a tub? SafeStep walk-in tubs can transform your bathtub from an area of concern to a calming refuge. Call them today at 1-800-731-4558 and save $1,600. SafeStep walk-in tubs and showers are proudly made in Tennessee and offer an ultra-low step-in, avoiding that difficult climb over a traditional bathtub wall. They also offer a variety of therapeutic benefits that may help soothe your aching muscles and joints, increasing your mobility, boosting your energy, and improving your sleep. SafeStep walk-in tubs are designed to easily fit your existing tub space and are often installed in as little as one day. Just dial 1-800-731-4558 today to save $1,600 and receive a free shower package. That's 1-800-731-4558 for a free no-obligation consultation and to save $1,600. Safe Step walk-in tubs. Safety never felt safe.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
So good.
Oaklawn is here for when you want nonstop racing and nonstop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, it's lively, it's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Sunning Evo Special Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The coming of a new year brings new opportunities with it. Alfred Lord Tennyson writes, "Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring, happy bells, across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true." American original Ben Franklin counsels, "Be at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let every new year find you a better man." Amen, Ben. These are worthy goals for all of us to pursue. Your friends at Double B's are here to simplify your life by serving you with quality, efficiency, and value. Stop by one of Double B's 34 locations across the natural state for some fuel for your vehicle and fuel for your body. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 25 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. This is our home. We don't work for insurance companies. We work for you. Car crash, truck wreck, motorcycle collision. We know how to win. And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential. Hurt in a car? Call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 25 years and ready when you need us. LeVar Law. Arkansas built. Arkansas trusted.
Hey, it's David Basil for Luxury Pool and Spa. Can you feel it in the air? Oh, I can. It's hot tub season, and I love my hot tub from Luxury Pool and Spa. You can too. They have Fantasy and Caldera hot tubs in stock and ready for delivery. Luxury Pool and Spa also carries Serona Spa Chemicals and Frog Systems. I use both in my hot tub. You gotta have them. Luxury Pool and Spa also has Polywood Adirondack outdoor furniture for sitting around your fire pit with family and friends. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville. Luxury Pool, Arkansas.
103.7 The Buzz is your home for Arkansas Razorback basketball. Coverage is brought to you by Blackman Auctions, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, Malvern National Bank, Edwards Food Giant, Chris Crane Hyundai, and Genesis of Conway.
Terms apply.
Football Sunday on ESPN Radio. The Indianapolis Colts head to Houston to face the Texans, who can clinch the AFC South title with a win and a Jaguars loss.
First and goal from the